Track 9, Modern Warfare. For the last track of the tour, continue along the balcony about 20 feet and look to the right on the wall across from you at a wooden object, lacquered and dotted with small brass tacks. This is a half model of the famous ship USS Monitor, built in 1862 in Brooklyn. Its boilers and engine built in a Manhattan ironworks on 13th Street. The four ironclads that we saw in the painting of the Battle of Mobile Bay were improved versions of this, the first Monitor. It's hard to picture now, but New York City in that era was a hub of shipbuilding and ironworks. The Monitor, iron-armored and for further protection, semi-submerged, was a radical breakthrough, giving the U.S. Navy a fierce fighting force. Its famous revolving gun turrets could do staggering damage in moments. Of the four ironclads in the Mobile Bay painting, three, you recall, clinched victory, a major turning point in the war. It meant victory soon for the United States and an end to the abominable practice of slavery. The Civil War was one of the world's first modern wars. Lean on the balcony railing while we think about this. Despite its swords, picturesque cavalry, and old-fashioned representations, the Civil War was a turning point in history. The Civil War's technological advances, things like iron ship armor and revolving gun turrets, transformed warfare. But what these transformations ultimately and shockingly meant was an ability and willingness on both sides to inflict cruelties on large numbers of both civilians and combatants, producing a sheer scale of human slaughter that was a defining and tragic moment in the history of war and of the United States. While we like to think of modern things as good, in warfare, the word modern cruelly cuts both ways. As much as Whitman was a staunch supporter of the Union cause, his horror at the sheer scale of the slaughter palpitates in Specimen Days. He spoke of the infinite dead, the land entire saturated. Whitman wrote the following:
"The dead in this war, there they lie, strewing the fields and woods and valleys and battlefields of the South, the grisly ravines, the bloody promenade. The War Department has estimated that of the million dead, 25,000 national soldiers killed in battle were never buried at all, 5,000 drowned, 15,000 inhumed by strangers or on the march in haste in hitherto unfound localities. 2,000 graves covered by sand and mud. The dead, the dead, the dead are dead. South or north, ours all. Somewhere they crawl to die alone in bushes, low gullies, or on the sides of hills. Our young men, once so handsome and so joyous. The infinite dead, the land entire saturated, perfumed with their impalpable ashes, and shall be so forever, in every future grain of wheat and ear of corn. Not only northern dead leavening southern soil, thousands, aye, tens of thousands of southerners crumble today in northern earth."
Whitman, passionately devoted to the cause of union, to Abraham Lincoln's vision for this country, and the abolition of slavery, ultimately tallies the Civil War's terrible destruction. In his years as a volunteer, Whitman sat healing and watching over the wounded and dying. He gave Union and Confederate soldiers the gift of a nurturing attention. His ability to take the time to look and listen is what we have been cultivating here. For as Whitman showed, it is the essence of our humanity and the way we can best glimpse the unknowable, infinite, individual stories that make up human experience. This is the end of our tour, Civil War Stories. For the soundtrack, permissions have been acquired from these composers or their respective recording companies. Ernst Mahl for trio for oboe, cello, and piano, Martin Wallace for Variations, Circle Song, and March Inc., and Charles Fussell for Wright River and Specimen Days, Prelude, and Heavenly Voices. Special thanks also to composer Burl Marx for Samba Tango. Details on the pieces and performers may be found on the Making Objects Speak website.